Wow. That hurt. There she is in action. Lucy Lawless, who plays as Gina.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Are you impressed?
I'm very impressed with you.
You guys, yeah.
No.
It's stunning. It's stunning.
What's it like watching this, though? Because we were reading, I mean, this is your first big role. You've got your own show here.
Yeah.
Has it changed things for you?
It's changed everything, I have to say. I don't live in the same house.
Bigger one?
Yeah, it is bigger.
Dry cleaning bills, armor, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, polish, brass polish.
Did you get as many strange phone calls about Gina as we have the past few days?
My parents do. My parents get people. Don't ring my parents. Leave them alone.
Really?
People from New York saying, "Oh, you know, we really need to get hold of Lucy, and it's some important business from the States." And my dad's just going, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Did they get the show in your native New
Zealand? They just started getting it, and up until then, it was total anonymity and. It was the perfect working environment, really.
Oh, you like it?
But it's, but it's all over now, baby blue.
So one might think that you were a tomboy growing up, doing these very dangerous games on TV.
I was.
You were?
Yeah, my mother said I didn't know I was a girl till I was 8. So nobody told me.
Well, what did you used to do?
Something's missing, and
But you had four older brothers, though, so it kind of came natural, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of squabbling. It was a really good, loving home, but you had to be kind of tough to survive.
Mm-hmm. And is there home videos back from New Zealand? Some of your brothers there?
How much work goes into the stunts there? Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, you got to be pretty precise when you're swinging those swords around.
Well, I don't want to give away too many secrets and say that really, you know, you could be a foot away and nobody would know.
You just ruined it for America.
Sorry. I've been hit a couple of times, though. Quite a few times. I've got a beautiful black eye, and Michael Hurst, who plays the Hollis, broke his arm. Kevin got 10 stitches in the back of his head from a metal sword.
And he told us that. Kevin was here. He told us that.
Oh, yeah. Kevin will get that one out of every opportunity. No, it was a really nasty hit, actually. I saw it on video, and the next week I did it to him myself, and I just felt terrible.
Of course, you weren't filming at the time. It was
fun. It was just fun.
I was going to ask if she could show you a couple tips.
Oh, so I could be a warrior practice, too.
Because you were whipping that thing around in the commercial break.
Yeah.
He was, not me.
I know that's
not up to your normal standards.
Oh, no, this is about it.
Really?
This is about the size of it.
Sit over here.
Oh, you don't have to go far.
Oh, that was pretty cool. Do that.
You can run, but you can't hide. So, I don't know if I can. It's kind of
just maybe you can get it. Oh, whoa. Yeah, that's
just
pretty cool.
You just stick it in.
Okay.
Yeah, give it a little.
Hey, that's pretty
very good. Oh, yeah, right. You're really, really kind.
Sonia Gant, Warrior Anchor.
I like the title.
Yeah, we can do that.
I like the title. You know what, Lucy? I didn't know. I mean, you have an interesting past. You were a gold miner.
Yeah, I was.
Great picker.
That was the fantasy. I got this idea in seventh form French once that I was going to go to Europe and pick grapes on the Rhine because it sounded so romantic, you know. And I got there and just sat in the city and hung out with insalubrious company, and they were good days, but I'm glad they're over.
Well, I have no idea what it would be like in a gold mine, digging gold, and I can't imagine there being many women down in the gold mines.
There were not, and again, you have this romantic idea that I'm down underground with a light on my head,
exactly.
Picking chunks of gold out of the soil, but in fact, they detonate just miles of Australian landscape, and smash it to smithereens, and it does in cast mining.
So you go through with a sifter or something?
Yeah, very fine sieve.
Yeah. And somebody watching you to make sure you don't take home free samples?
That's right. And we walk home laden down with nuggets. But I'm glad those days are over too.
Yeah, these days are much better, I'm sure.
These are the best days of my life to date. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I didn't know we had that kind of influence.
Yeah. This is the best day of my life, man.
Oh, it all goes downhill from here.
Yeah. Well, Xena airs on WGN on Saturdays from 3 to 4 in the fall, and it moves around a little bit because of baseball during the summer, but that's when you can look for it, 3 mm-hmm. to 4. Thank you so much for
Thank
being
you
here.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Maybe we can work on this in the break, okay?
Okay.
Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.